repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. We attempted to hear a new band out of Toronto called Demolition, and that didn't work so well, but anyways, they're new out of Toronto, and so it's Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.1 FM in cable, is it now? 88.5, 88.1 or something else. So yeah, we're online at www.citr.ca, and my name is Aaron, here till 1 o'clock. And, if you'd something you would like to hear, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR, you know, just the technical flaws, they just go with the tech territory up here at CITR Radio. So, hope you enjoy this show. This is a new track by a new act on Modern Action Records out of Sonoma, California. The band is called The Complaints. No Action is the name of the EP. It's a 7-inch, and we're going to hear a track called Out of My Mind, and here it is.
I don't remember. tolerance is tight. The time to borrow, promise a hero. Took a pill for my head and took a shot for my breath. Confused my blood so I can starve to death. More is better, it's over like a man. Better keep the drugs coming to the very end. Said it's alright, my tolerance is tight. Got time to borrow, promise a hero. Suffered an itchy rash, sinecure by cream. Spike stick drips so much you look clean. Slept up, tipped up the weight loss shows. Went to sleep fast, but I woke up slow. Said it's alright, my tolerance is tight. Got to the borrow, promise a hero. Laid a pill for prison, took a pill for the shakes. Swear for a mother's and nervous quake. Got a spray for the fucking spilling out my cup. In a spray for my outfit where something's grown. You said it's alright, my tolerance is tight. Got some to borrow, promise a hero. A drink a chemical shake, cause my bones are weak. Got a decon just because my nostrils leak. Go down, goddamn, needs to medicate. The anti-diarrheal came too late.
thank you.
Thank you.
Said I thank you. Yes, I thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I want to thank you.
Now, Mama, thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things off with the Complaints. Brand new 7-inch, brand new band out of California. And this is on the Modern Action Records label out of Sonoma, California. We had a track called On My Mind. And then we followed with Smogtown. Smogtown are back. And this one is on Modern Action Records as well. It's their latest full-length Incest and Pestilence. We had a track called Pharmacy Hero. And then we heard U.S. Bombs from the back at the Laundromat release going back to 2001. Good 11 years. Hard to believe. Wow. 11 years ago, it was still the early 2000s. And we ended that set off with the Liquor Kings' brand new release, Vancouver Act. It's called 100 Proof Rock and Roll. And yeah, this one came out on their old label. Just got it today, actually. And the name of the track is called Not Right. And it sounds pretty rockin', and we'll hear more of this on the show in later editions of Generation Annihilation. And we're going to hear another brand new release. The name of the release is called Heartbreak, Hangovers, and Punk Rock. It's by an act called The Lucky Ones. They're out of St. Catharines, Ontario. The name of this track is called Road Dog. Here we go.
Just now, it's inside your coffee.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theater to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the neighborhood theater. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation. Live concerts happening this month at the Rio include Patrick Malia presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians on Saturday, February 4th, the Tongue-in-Cheek Spoken Word and Burlesque Show on Friday, February 10th, Charlie Tuna on the 18th, and Said the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theater, visit riotheater.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theater, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
And yes, I'm told that the Rio Theater is, in fact, allowed to show movies again. For a while after getting their liquor license, they were banned from doing such a thing. It was like, okay, well, you've got a liquor license, that means you can't show the movies. Well, I guess now they've have come to some sort of truce that you can have a drink before the movie starts and after the movie starts, just not during the movie. So yeah, good for them. And yeah, I hate to say it, but I haven't even seen a movie there, and I live like about 5 or 6 blocks away. But yeah, good place to probably have a gig too, I imagine. Theaters are always cool, and it's a little less scuzzy than the Rickshaw Theater in the downtown east side. Less scuzzier of a neighborhood, but now that all the live venues downtown Vancouver are being boarded up and bulldozed to make room for condos, it's good that, you know, further east we have theaters and stuff that will be hosting shows of touring bands, hopefully. And yeah, in that last set, we started things off with, what did we start things off with? We started with The Lucky Ones from The Hangovers and Punk Rock full-length Heartbreak, Hangovers and Punk Rock full-length release on Stumble Records. We heard a track called Road Dog and The Lucky Ones from St. Catharines, Ontario. And we follow with Make No Gains out of Halifax, Nova Scotia from one of their demos. We had a track called Noose. Followed with The Imposters, their second full-length release. It's called Animal Magnetism. And I got to say, it's a step down from their first release. It's a lot more weird and kind of experimental. We played one of the punkier tracks on it. And it's on Deadbeat Records out of Cleveland, Ohio. And the track we heard was called I Know. And we followed with The Supplements, another track of their self-titled full-length release, and the track is called Rage. And we followed with The Blistering Barnacles, Rock and Roll Avenue, from their self-released type thing. We heard a track called Just Say Fuck. And gee, I don't know if people where they're from will want to hear them say that word. They're from Abbotsford, British Columbia, kind of a Bible Belt community. But I don't know. They probably get away with doing a lot out there. Doesn't faze anybody anymore. So yeah, there we go. Blistering Barnacles. And yeah, we're going to keep going here. We're going to hear an act from Portland, Oregon. They've been around a little while. And now I'm finally got introduced to them. Finally getting familiar with them. They're called Problems. Here we go.
Yeah! Faith Nolan is an award-winning singer-songwriter, film producer, and ardent advocate for social justice. Her music and politics are one and the same, both firmly entrenched in her experiences as a queer woman of African, Mi'kmaq, and Irish heritage, raised in the working-class neighborhood of Regent Park, Toronto. Over the course of her career as a musician, she has recorded 14 albums, the most recent of which, Hang On Cupe, was released in 2009. For more information about the Queering Black History 2011 recipient, Faith Nolan, go to her website at www.faithnolan.org. And now, a selection from Faith's music, a track titled Where Can I Run?
Where can I run? Where can I hide? You stole my body, now you're torturing my mind. You come in the night when my eyes close. Scream and run for my life, you're the nightmare.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Generation Annihilation on CITR. And, in that last set, we started things off with Problems from the Make It Through the Night release. We heard a track called Dumb and Problems from Portland, Oregon. And this is on the Static Age record label. We heard a track called Dumb and... probably a lot of noteworthy Portland people in this act. The only one I really know of is Kelly Halliburton, who played in a whole bunch of Portland acts in the early 90s. And he went to Germany to play in some acts. And, yeah, he plays in the Pierced Arrows now as well as Defiance. And we followed with Antisocial Club out of Calgary, Alberta, Young Professionals from their self-titled release on Honest Dawn Records. And then we followed with the Naughty Girls, Bad Habits, and Naughty Girls from Montreal. It's from a 7-inch release by them. We heard a track called Too Many Lies. And we followed with Vancouver's Vacant State from the Fill the Void release. We heard a track called No. Followed with some UX Vileheads out of Sweden from the Hardcore 12 release. We heard a track called Fist Itch. And we followed with an early classic going back to... 1981, 82. Poison Idea, Darby Crash, Rides Again. We heard a track called Young Lords. And that was released as a 7-inch on American Leather Records, kind of after the fact. Came out in the 90s. Now it's been reissued on TKO Records. Came out last year. So yeah, it's really cool. Poison Idea out of Portland. And right now we're going to hear another act out of Portland, and I'm happy to get my hands on this. It's in the second pressing. Love Was Born to an Early Age, by the band Death Charge. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thursday, February 16th, there's nowhere you'd rather be than the Biltmore Cabaret, an ultra-local show featuring Chains of Love, Lost Lovers Brigade, Villa Kula, and Slim Fathers. Featuring Winnie Cooper DJs, Tristan Orchard, and Will Bangs. Doors are at 8, and tickets are only $8. Again, that's Chains of Love, Villa Kula, Lost Lovers Brigade, and Slim Fathers, all at the Biltmore Cabaret, Thursday, February 16th. Chains of Love at the Biltmore is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're on the subject of shows. There is a show going tonight, on tonight, at the Zoo Shop down at the end of Main Street's record store. You probably know where they are, and they're playing. There's an act from Portland playing, kind of a new D-beat sort of act. Ex-members of Hellshock and ex-members of Sleeper Cell and Mourn. They're called Terocal, and they're playing with locals White Lung, Systematic, and the Masturbating Teenagers. That's tonight at the Zoo Shop. And in our last set, we start things off with Death Charge, Born Love Was Born to an Early Death, and it's their latest on Unseen Forces Records. It's a full length, and it's incredible. And there's no song title, so I can't tell you what song they played. If I knew, I would tell you. And then we followed with Voivod from the To the Death reissue on Alternative Tentacles. This is from a demo going back to 1984. We heard a track called Slaughter in the Grave. And yeah, listening to that song and this demo, I never heard this demo until now, but listening to it makes me realize, yeah, how much of an influence Voivod were on Inepsy from Montreal. Yeah, Voivod were definitely on the punk side of metal, that's for sure. Yeah, before their time. And then we followed with Amoebics, two tracks of the brilliant Sonic Mass full-length release. We heard Shield and The Messenger. One kind of led into the other. The whole album kind of leads one track into the other. It's an incredible record. Might not be for you. It's not for all Amoebics fans, but I sure like it. So yeah, there you go. So yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Power Chords won't be here, but they'll be here in spirit because we'll be playing some pre-recorded music, some pre-recorded metal music for Power Chords. So there you go. And before I go, I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks going back to the late 70s. These two are going out to Jay and Rowena. We're going to hear The Undertones from 1979 doing a track called Billy's Third, and then we're going to hear some classic Stiff Little Fingers from their 1978 Peel session Suspect Device, and that'll take us into some pre-recorded metal for the Power Chord show. So yeah, stay tuned for some Irish punk, Undertones and Stiff Little Fingers, and then stay tuned for Power Chord. Check out our playlists and podcasts on the CITR site, www.citr.ca, www.generationannihilation.com. It gets archived, the playlists and the podcasts. And I forgot to mention this, but you can now like Generation Annihilation on Facebook. So, yes, facebook.com/Generation Annihilation, and you know you like us. Have a good day. Talk to you next week.